This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax is 989-321-4085. Regarding Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, date of birth February 28, 1965. Dear sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Martin with, I'm sorry, for Mr. Larson with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was October 16th of 2023. He did have placement of his right AV fistula, right arm AV fistula, but the arm continues to be very swollen, and his hand is chronically numb and slightly cool. Yeah, he will be seeing Dr. Constantino within the next few weeks for further evaluation. And he did have a balloon procedure, he reports. And that did help some of the symptoms, although the edema has not improved. And home blood pressure has been improving also, slightly higher this morning, but usually it's 130 to 140 over 70 to 80 when he checks it. And he's had no hospitalizations since his last visit, no changes in urination, no chest pain or palpitations, although his weight is down about 30 pounds over the last 3 months. And he does have edema that is chronic in the lower extremities, and he states that is unchanged. Plus, also, it is present in the right arm. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the torsemide, 100 milligram daily. He's also on hydralazine, 100 milligram three times a day. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. He's on calcium acetate, 667 milligram three times a day with each meal at the first start of the meal. He's on Novolog and Lantus insulins. Imdur is 10 milligram three times a day. Metoprolol is 100 milligram daily. He's also oxygen using oxygen 2 liters as needed during the day and continuously while he sleeps. Physical exam. Weight is 347 pounds and blood pressure 148 over 79. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 18th of 2024. Creatinine is 3.87. Estimated GFR is 17. Albumin 3.3, that is stable. Calcium is 8.1. Sodium is 130. The last level was 131. Potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 22. Phosphorus has improved from 6.4 to 5.2 after starting the calcium acetate. And he's trying to follow a low phosphorus diet also. Hemoglobin 10.5, normal white count, or normal platelets, but white count slightly elevated at 10.9. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no uremic symptoms. He does have a right AV fistula underdeveloped currently, and Dr. Constantino is following that and trying to improve the Steele syndrome symptoms in the hand. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension. He's going to continue to have monthly lab studies done. He will follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake to 64 ounces per 24 hours, sometimes less if possible. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.